We all carry unique histories and unseen feelings that, if acknowledged, might help us to bridge our differences. Welcome to Sidewalk Ghosts with Richard Radstone. Short, open-hearted stories that reveal the wisdom and vulnerabilities of unique strangers and confirm just how much our individual influence has upon the world we share.
Me and some fellas got together to help the kids in our community, because our community ain't the greatest neither. There's gang violence, there's drugs, and you know, there's prostitution and all that going on. So we got on our bikes and we rode. And we call ourselves the Real Riders, because the bikes gave everybody an avenue. Where we rode to, we was really riding to them. And the kids, we bring the kids out, we take them on community rides, you know, 4 or 5 miles maybe, set up at a park. We have people that, the ladies in our community and the ladies that ride with ours.
Juices and stuff, water.
Meet us at the park, and we have juices for them, water for them, sandwich for them. Sit there and have music and playing and fixing and shining on the bikes. You'd be amazed how a kid could be so excited about a bike that he created himself, you know, by our help. And he designed this bike. And this is his bike to take care of. He got to shine it. He got to keep it clean. And when he get ready to ride out, you know, he might be a road captain. He might be anything in the club, you know, to inspire the other kids in the community. Yeah, we can ride anywhere. We can do anything, man.
He actually does an annual picnic for the community once a year to give back to free food and have awards we give to them for outstanding community work, and we try to appreciate them for the stuff that they're doing or attempting to do or trying to do. So we try to most definitely do our part within our community.
See, Real Riders, there's no color line.
None.
You know, and what we mean by that is God to us is good, orderly direction. And that's the primary purpose of helping these kids in any community. Not only ours, but any community all the way across the country or around the world.
With their eyes fully locked on the generations of what's to come, they are more than fathers of a youth-saving bike club. They are ambassadors walking towards a much better world. And it is through the selfless perspectives they share, by the countless hours of service they give, and refined by their years of spiritual connection and their willingness to reflect, that they stand in growing a mission of empathy, love, and openness.
Rich, I'll be 31 years sober next month. And when I got sober, I had to do something
life-changing
to keep giving back. This is what the Real Riders is really all about, just about giving back. Because the only way we're going to be able to keep what we got is if we don't give it away. This ain't for ours to keep. We got to keep giving away the God's gift that he then gave me, Tyrone, the Real Riders family, because it's just not just me and Tyrone. It's bigger than me and Tyrone.
So he's kind of shy, Richard, and he's not going to tell you he's one of the top drug and alcohol counselors in Los Angeles. He don't like to talk about that, but always boast and brag. So I love what he's doing. And,
yeah.
You know, anytime, his ear is always open. If he can help you get into a facility or just a counselor or just talking, my man is always welcome. And I highly recommend him if anybody going through anything, just for conversation. And we also have a minister on call 24 hours a day, too.
Yeah, that's right.
They have ridden on both dark and illuminated streets, pedaled under the light of peace and up the mountains of modern-day division, and through the vulnerability and humility they so caringly radiate, and side by side within the community in which they serve, they present a pathway to nurturing the best of who we are. Tyrone steps to the mic.
Sometimes, you know, to be honest with you, I get prideful and I'll be ashamed to ask or don't want to ask, but everybody needs some type of help, whether it's monetary, housing, or just conversation. And I had to check my ego, and that's the whole thing. And once I start opening my ears up and listening and talking to people, it got me to where I'm at to this day, man. You know, God blessed me with a brand new family, so I'm real happy in my state of life right now.
Tyrone speaks of happiness, of blessings, and of self-awareness. And if we listen carefully, could he also be referencing a power that can be found within the hearts of us all, namely forgiveness, a topic that, as we look into the windows of warring perspectives and cultural diversity, we just might find the keys to opening the locks that link or chain us. Back to Will.
We need more communication throughout the world. We all got to be compassionate and show more understanding toward one another. Sometimes you got to travel out of your own comfort zone.
That's right.
When you look back and look over and say, man, to experience other sides of the spectrum, another side of the street. I didn't wake me up. I know a power greater than me did. Just because it's a great cloud over your head don't mean it's all over. You got to get up and dust yourself off, get back in the game, get back on that sidewalk and start walking again. You got to have fun with this too, man. It ain't over till it's over. And then it ain't over then. We just got to be more lovable and more concerned about everybody, no matter what side of the sidewalk they're on.
We try to share as much love as we can. We just want to just do our part in life, man, to help everybody get better, man, and get past this crazy part of life that we're living. As long as we can do our part, if we can just teach 1 out of 10, we've done our job.
It's called the human race. That's what this is all about, the human race. Plain and simple.
A big shout out to today's guests, William Holloway, the founder of, and Tyrone Williams, the president of, Real Ridaz Los Angeles. That's RealRydaz. For over a decade, they've been reaching out to communities within Los Angeles and beyond, helping the youth and working to bring us all together. So thanks you guys for coming forward and sharing your stories. If any of you would like to be in a future episode of Sidewalk Ghosts, simply go to the website, go to the podcast page, and at the bottom of that, you'll find a form to tell me a little bit about you, or you can just reach out directly with an email. That's at sidewalkghosts.com. As always, a shout out for my Patreon page. To get there, just go to patreon.com/sidewalkghosts. And please, always remember, your individual impact truly does matter to someone else in the world.